player once rang me, said, made a mistake. I was like, okay. I spoke to the club psychologist. I was like, cool. How did it go? He was like, awful. I was like, why? They said, just visualize yourself doing it right. And I was like, wow, really? Right? And it might seem that might help, just visualize yourself doing it right. But really, that's not going to go any deeper. So yesterday, I talked about your club and confidence. Is it helping or hindering? Are you surviving or thriving? It's your environment that you're around. And then what most players do, and this is what most players do, and I completely get it, is they go and see someone, they go and see a club psychologist, and they work on the superficial stuff. So what they do is they go away, they're like, got a problem, confidence is down, and they're like, no worries. Here's what you need to do. And I call this working horizontally. So you work horizontally, and it might be like affirmations, you might say three words that you want to concentrate on today's game, you might do meditation, or you might do, like, and I do some of this stuff, right? So I think you've got four levels. And what you do is you start at this horizontal level, level one and two. And yeah, that's great. You listen to podcasts, you read books, but it can only get you so far. Because if you work horizontally, you're going to stay on the surface, right? So you think of a horizontal line on the surface. That's where you're working. Real change comes from working vertically. That's by going deep inside of you. Because there's a rule. And that's basically you've got all the answers you need. All the knowledge is inside you. All your wisdom is inside of you. But we look for wisdom elsewhere. But you've had that gut instinct, right? Oh, this doesn't feel right. That's your wisdom talking. And that's your knowledge. So what I like to do is get people to work vertically. I'm going to sound like Donkey from Shrek here, but you're like an onion. And you have to peel back the layers, right? So as we go deep inside you, what drives you? Why do you do the things that you do? Are you intrinsically or extrinsically motivated? Your behaviors, why do you do them? Let's go deep inside. I'm going to get you to be more self-aware. Why are you doing that? What triggers have you got? Let's talk about your past. Let's talk about the confidence and where you first didn't feel confident and why. Are you still going back to that today? There's so many deeper layers that people don't go into. And by me asking questions, you uncover all these layers and you can work vertically and not just horizontally. You have to have both, right? Level one and two on the surface, horizontally. Yeah, that's great. But we need to go vertically as well. We need to uncover your true wisdom. And you have to figure out where your behaviors are coming from, why you believe the things that you do, your beliefs, your deep beliefs. What are they? Where did they come from? Are they your beliefs or are they someone else's beliefs? And as you go down this self-awareness and as you become more emotionally intelligent, things will change. You won't get as triggered. I had a player this week who hasn't been playing for quite a while, but he's still been working himself vertically. And then he got his chance. And he walked onto the pitch and someone said, were you nervous? And he said, no, I was excited. I was looking forward to it. I've done the work. I was looking forward to the opportunity. And I was like, wow, that's amazing. That just goes to show the work that you've done and the difference that it's made. A lot of people don't do that. They just work on the surface levels. Remember that famous saying that I've said many a times? I might have said it. I don't know. I'm 70 Saint podcasting. You don't gain confidence by shouting in the mirror. You gain confidence by giving yourself a stack of undeniable proof that you are who you say you are. Who are you? Why do you do the things you do? That's working vertically. shouting affirmations in the mirror, I am great, I am this, I am that. Yeah, that's working horizontally. We do need that. For example, your body language, your posture, your game controllables, etc. But let's work vertically so we can go deep, so everything else comes out. So you've got soft problems and hard problems. I'm thinking, as I'm visualizing this, always think of a tree. So if you think of a tree, it's got branches. They're called soft problems. You have anxiety, depression, anger, could be resentment, right? And what we do is we try and cure the soft problems, right? But if you go down the tree, and as you go down the tree, you've got the root. If you hit the root cause, right, the thing underneath, all of that goes away. For example, yesterday I talked about your environment. That could be the root cause. You're struggling with anger, depression. You're struggling with anxiety, lack of confidence. They're the soft problems. The environment there is the root problem. You change the environment, you change the problem. And you might know that, but you have fear. You have fear there. You're like, oh, what if I go to a new environment, people don't like me. I know this place where I am. But if I move, it's the uncertainty. People say stuck. People stay stuck because they crave for certainty when there is none. It's the illusion of comfort that keeps you stuck. And when you understand that, and you go vertically, then you understand that the unknown is the only place that we grow. We have to head towards the unknown, knowing that we'll be okay, because we've done the work, and we've been through all this stuff in the past, and we've survived 100% of everything that's happened in the past, that we know we'll be okay today, or tomorrow, or the next day. So go deep inside, figure out why you do the things that you do. And that's why I want you to come and work with me. I'm not going to hit you on a horizontal level. I'm going to hit you with a 360 approach. Because yeah, you'll do level one and level two. That's why I do things differently than most people. You go to most people, you sit in an office for an hour, you speak, right? That's it. You have a journal. I'm going to give you two courses to go through where you have to actually do the work and work on yourself. That's vertical work. Then you have supportive groups. Then I give you mentors and I get people in. For example, this week, when you're listening to this, Jack Wilshere's coming on Thursday, going to give his experiences. I'll get other people in that they can give their experiences too and not just listen to me. So what we need to do is work things from different angles. You have all the live call replays that I've done. You get one-on-one coaching with me too. You get the three pillars to health: financial, mental, physical. They work in tandem. Most people just work on that surface level. Don't let that be you. If you want to know more, you can book in for a call with me. Go to www.confidenceinfootball.com. You can watch the masterclass, but underneath that, you can book in for a call with me. It says book in, book to speak to me. I'd love to speak to you. And I'll change your thinking within half an hour. I'll question you and question everything. You'll be like, wow, why didn't I think of this before? Because I'll question you. And because I've done this for many years, I can listen and hear things that you would never notice and no one will ever notice, because I've done this for 20 years. Anyway, if you'd like to speak to me, www.confidenceinfootball.com. I'll see you tomorrow.